welcome back. You know, I've told you for some time that I believe Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the most dangerous person in America today because people listen to her, which is, well, breathtaking, right? It's breathtaking. And the reason it's breathtaking is because she knows so little about so much. Just enough to throw things out there and salt the conversation, if you will, with imbecilic comments. Let me give you an example. If I'm in a room with an attorney that's been in a certain position with the government for a number of years, like, say, the assistant director of counterterrorism, who has spent a career understanding the laws and how they apply and how they work and so forth, I probably wouldn't sit there and argue with them about why something was charged one way or the other. The argument being, from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is why weren't certain people that attacked churches and so forth in America charged with domestic terrorism? The guy explains it over and over. There are no domestic terrorism statutes per se. If you're connected to a terrorist organization that's out of the country and you bring money in or you facilitate or coordinate with them, there's a different set of laws that apply to that. But if you're a homegrown terrorist, self-radicalized here in America, and you want to attack and hurt and kill people, you're prosecuted under existing United States law, not a specific domestic terrorism statute, because there is no such thing. Listen to this. It's Bite 5. He's flabbergasted. He's tried time and again. He's going to do it one more time. Bite 5.
So you are disputing that the AME, you're saying that AME was charged with domestic terrorism, Dylann Roof.
So you're using the word charge. So as I said before, there's no domestic terrorism charge like 18 U.S.C. 2339 mm-hmm. A, B, C, D for a foreign terrorist organization. So what we do, both on the international terrorism side with homegrown violent extremists and domestic terrorists, we'll use any tool in the toolkit to arrest them, hopefully left of attack. Should it be after, likely that hate crime statute will come into play through the Civil Rights Division mm-hmm. as a charge, because it's a good federal charge for us to use in defense of domestic terrorism.
But the actual charge, was the actual charge domestic terrorism?
You're not going to find an actual charge of domestic terrorism out there. If you look at Title 18.
All right, stop.
Right?
If you're looking for, well, it says here that, but at the San Bernardino shooting.
It just goes round and round and round. Ma'am, there is no such charge. There is no such offense in the United States Revised Code. Do you understand that? There's nothing to charge that you want them to be charged under something that doesn't exist. Well, you're saying they weren't charged? Never mind. The point being is, when you try to pretend that you're smarter than the people that have spent their lives doing certain things, it just reinforces how foolish you really are. And I want to stay with AOC for a moment here, because it's just instructive to understand. This is a woman who's 29 years old and is pulling the entire Democrat Party to the left. The entire Democrat Party is being led around by the nose by the likes of AOC and a handful of other far-left extremist Marxist communist socialists. I mean, that's what it is, being led around by the nose. And I want you to hear this, because AOC also wants to close Rikers Island. It's the famous or maybe infamous prison in New York City, Rikers Island. She wants to shut it down so it can be used to install solar panels. I can't make this up. It's bite number 4.
That if you just put 25% of Rikers, just 25% of Rikers Island, and cover it in solar panels, we can close every toxic power plant in New York City that was built in the last 2 decades. Woo! And we have to always show, and we always have to always realize that these injustices aren't abstract, right? The clean air, our right to clean air and our right and our access to clean water always falls along lines of income, falls along lines of privilege. And so what we need to make sure is that no child is getting subjected to asthma because of the family that they were born in and the zip code that they were born in.
You know, even the most basic reading on Google would you would find, and so would she, that asthma, she mentions there that at the end, and I just take exception with that, because asthma rates in America are increasing and have been over the last couple of decades. But strangely enough, it's running away from the trend of cleaner air. We have the cleanest air in America today of my lifetime, by far. No matter what your metric, the air is cleaner in America today than it's been in my lifetime by far. And yet, the asthma rates are increasing. That has a lot of doctors and scientists baffled as to why that is. She's totally wrong on the facts again. Doesn't surprise me. But it is shocking to know that she is the one leading the Democrat Party around by the nose with her demands and her far-left ideas that are so inaccurate and flat-out wrong and reckless so often. It's just stunning. By the way, speaking of being wrong and reckless about global climate change warming disruption, the National Park Service quietly removing warning signs from Glacier National Park in Montana, a spectacular place, by the way. Going to the Sun Road might be the best single piece of road in America, built in 1932 by President Hoover. See, he did do something right, very right, in fact. But Glacier National Park removing the signs saying that all the glaciers will be gone by 2020 because of global warming and climate change. Yeah, those have been disappearing, removed, because the glaciers aren't gone, and there have been three dramatically heavy winters. Now, the glaciers have decreased by 70% from the time they found the park a couple of hundred years ago, but we've been warming for 300 years, 9,000 years since the end of the last ice age. So, yes, it makes sense, but National Park Service quietly eliminating all those signs because they're embarrassingly wrong, in fact. All right, heading to the top of the end of hour number two, straight ahead, some final thoughts for our friends at America's Voice, and then on to hour number three for our good friends at MTN. We'll be right back on a Monday.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Want to know how to live a longer life? You can learn how at the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women Luncheon, Thursday, May 9th.